You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Lord Singh, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Yesterday, a Department of Health task force published a report recommending sweeping changes in the funding and operation of mental health provision for children and adolescents. The report follows a series of Times articles on a growing epidemic of mental health problems in children and adolescents, resulting in a huge rise in children resorting to self-harm and exhibiting symptoms of anxiety and depression in schools. Many are seeking treatment for mental health problems in hospitals, or worse, ending up in prisons. In one of these articles, the columnist Libby Purvis highlights the urgent need for parents to reset their priorities and recognize the ground realities of pressures on their children. Her comments remind me of a story of Guru Nanak meeting with a group of people in a mountain retreat, searching for an understanding of God. They greeted the Guru with the words, "How goes the world below?" The Guru wasn't impressed and told the group that God wasn't to be found in the wilderness, but in the service of family and wider society. Today, there's not much wilderness left for retreat, selfish or otherwise, but it's all too easy to spend all our time on personal pursuits or lose ourselves in a virtual wilderness of the internet to the neglect of those around. Worse, in the absence of comfort and support from parents, children may look to friendships, love and support on internet chat lines, oblivious to the dangers of grooming, blackmail, and the hurt that can be caused by online bullying. While yesterday's promise of enhanced provision will help, Sikh teachings and those of sister faith suggest that the real remedy lies in the home. Reflecting on parental responsibility, Guru Nanak reminded us that the birth of a child comes with an attached responsibility for the child's care and comfort that continues even if the parents split. It's in the family rather than on the internet that children should share both triumphs and concerns and receive time-consuming but necessary encouragement and support. Today's obsession with personal fulfillment has replaced the search for God. Our different faiths remind us that both personal fulfillment and God can be found in looking beyond ourselves to the care and support of those around us.
Lord Singh with his thought for the day.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com.